This is the time of year when traditionally we exchange gifts. To me, it is part of Christmas, for others it might be holidays of light and hope. Finding the suitable gift for friends and family, one that they will appreciate, is not always easy. Often the best we can do is find something that hopefully they won't re-gift the following year. Gift-giving at Christmas has been a long tradition, begun around 336 CE, Common Era, same as Anno Domini but secular instead of religious. In the Christian faith, it is tied to the gifts Magi for the birth of Jesus. Another story believes it was after the 4th century bishop, Saint Nicholas, known as a gift-giver. Over the centuries, the date of the gift-giving has changed, but remains an expected tradition as the time of year to give to others. Often the best presents we receive are the least expensive but most thoughtful. They may be homemade gifts where the giver has put hours of creativity into the gift. Gifts that show kindness, care, and love are often overlooked in favor of monetary generosity. In the age of consumption and commercialism, we can all too easily get trapped by the constant advertising of items deemed to be essential to our happiness. We are swayed by advertisers and caught up in the retail frenzy and end up spending more than we can afford. Even if the received gift is not exactly my choice, I get pleasure from knowing the giver went to some thought to try to find something I would like. It is the thought that counts. I know of several couples where the spouse, usually the husband, gives his wife money to go and buy whatever she wants to ensure she doesn't get an unappreciated gift. The surprise is when the husband sees what he bought, but that doesn't work for me at all. There are times when we randomly give gifts because we feel obligated. Generic items like boxes of chocolate or nuts or cookies, just in case gifts. Most of us have at one time received gifts we do not want and when writing the thank you note have to think creatively to answer. It is easy to put yourself under pressure trying too hard to have the decoration, the tree, the purchased gifts and the meal all perfect to have everything the way you want, but that is far from the original Christmas that we celebrate when Christ was born in a stable. Do the best you can, don't be too hard on yourself. My family often receives gift cards. They have become a staple for giving. It does eliminate unwanted items and they're easy to buy, but to me they are never feel the same as a gift. We are currently trying to declutter our home so we don't want any materialistic items. Last year I asked for a selection of homemade frozen dinner meals, for those nights when I didn't feel like cooking. It was very successful as we tried various dishes that were new to us, a change from our routine. So I asked for a repeat this year. It fits, it's something homemade, that takes time and thought. A sharing of love, it meets all the criteria. Take a minute to think about the best gifts you have ever received. They are probably not the most expensive but the most thoughtful. The other day I received a very suitable gift. A company sent me a card which began, "Here is to wrapping up 2023. Bundled attractively together were two rolls of wrapping paper, labels, gift tags, tape, with a selection of ribbon and bows. That impressed me as a thoughtful gift and certainly one that is appreciated and will be used. Different countries have different traditions and one that I love is Christmas stockings. Usually filled with small gifts of everyday items, often a joke and chocolates and an orange. As a child we always had an icing sugar mouse included but they are hard to find. In our house we still have stockings even though we have no children here on Christmas morning and we have fun opening them first thing when we wake. At a recent Christmas potluck luncheon for our Studio 30 painting group, I took a box of Christmas crackers, the ones filled with presents, stupid jokes and paper hats. Several people commented on how very British that was. I had no idea. It was not a general custom as I have always had them every Christmas for over 80 years. As we each celebrate in our own way, may the gifts you receive be appropriate and appreciated. May the magic of the season be felt, and if possible, give the gift of friendship to those who may be homeless, grieving, depressed or to just not into the spirit and wish the new year brings them better circumstances. One of my very favorite Christmas stories is The Gift of the Magi, by O. Henry. If you don't know it, look up the transcript online and read it. It's very moving and captures the spirit of Christmas perfectly. To those who celebrate Christmas, I hope you find laughter, a touch of kindness and magic, and a feeling of being loved. There is no greater gift.